listening to Craig Info Talk.
Hello and welcome to Craig Info Talk. We're at Trent Bridge at the end of the fourth day's play, and I have with me former India captain Ravi Shastri. Ravi, a big chance for India here to go one up on the brink of victory, and really set up by some outstanding bowling from Zahir Khan.
Yes, one-man show. As far as I'm concerned, yes, there were 11 players out there, but for India to be in the position they are was because of Zahir Khan. I thought he was outstanding. He swung the ball both ways, and his spell with the second new ball, I think, really got India into the driver's seat.
A year back, if somebody had said that Zahir Khan would be spearing test victories, it might have been a bit far-fetched, but he's come back with the hunger, and he's shown today that he can really spearhead the attack.
He certainly can, and full marks to him for the hard work he's put in. You know, and I spent some time with him in Bangladesh. He's a confident bowler now who knows his trade. He knows what are his strengths, and he focuses on that. He also knows he's the spearhead of the attack and accepts that responsibility. And I thought today his bowling was outstanding. Fantastic spell, the best I've seen him bowl, and on a track which was still good for batting, but the ball swung. And what was most refreshing to see was his attitude. He was up for it, spell after spell. His shoulders never dropped.
Just minor comparison at the other end. Srishant probably not getting it okay today?
I think still far from his best. I think he's just thinking too much. He's just got to go back to the basics, focus on his strengths just like Zahir has done, and don't allow his mind to be clouded by too many things. I think if he bowls with a clear mind, that's when he'll bowl at his best. I thought R.P. Singh bowled well in spells. A terrific delivery to get rid of Kevin Peterson, which really was the wicket you could see. The Indians celebrated the most, but that was the wicket the Indians wanted, because Peterson's the kind of guy, he stays there, he'll score runs quickly, and India didn't want to get into a state where England were 170, 180 runs ahead.
India's day, but fine effort from Michael Vaughan.
Oh, the innings of the test match, by far. He's a class player when in full flow. It was evident today. Played some flowing drives, got into great positions under pressure. And, whilst he was there, the crease, the pitch seemed to be a very good one for batting. It's only after he was dismissed, suddenly the game changed on its head. But superb innings. And, I like particularly the way he worked Kumbhle through the onside and just didn't allow him to settle down. I think Kumbhle had an off day, but you must give Vaughan credit for that. For picking him consistently on the onside.
Lastly, Ravi, still a few runs to get, but not time to celebrate yet. Still some job to be done.
Yes, job to be done. And I hope the Indians are professional enough to be focused and go ahead and do it in a proper manner. They deserve this win because they've been the better of the two sides, and I just hope that they play positive cricket going into Oval, not be a team that likes to sit on the lead. They should go out there positive, looking to go even further up. I thought they played extremely well and deserve it.
Thanks a lot, Ravi. This is Siddhartha Vaidyanathan signing off from Trent Bridge.
This is Crick Info Talk.